When you read as much as we do, you're bound to come across a book now and then that is just kind of strange, in a good way. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels full of weird events, bizarre coincidences, and almost unbelievable outcomes. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. The Weekly Reader loves Susan Call, who works at Politics and Prose in D.C. and is the author of a slew of comic novels. Her latest is Real Life and Other Fictions. Weirdly enough, this novel, which centers on uncanny coincidences and a fatal bridge collapse, enters the world in the wake of a fatal bridge collapse. For Baltimoreans more than anyone, this adds a poignant depth charge to the sophisticated dark comedy this author is known for. Call, who successfully mined her career as a bookstore events planner in 2022's Bookish People, now gives us Cassie Klein, an endearing woman who teaches fiction at a community college and finds herself losing sleep over the predicaments never resolved in student work. Sometimes I wonder if I'm anyone at all, or just a composite of the people I know and the stories I read. But Cassie is also carrying around a few stories of her own. The very public mistakes of her Richard Gere look-alike weatherman husband, whose relationship with their supposed family friend is revealed when the latter's dental apparatus shows up on Eleanor's nightstand, and the enigma of her parents' death in a real 1967 West Virginia bridge collapse when she was just two. This is the very bridge collapse that inspired the movie The Mothman Prophecies, which stars Richard Gere, of course. As the book opens, a few days before Christmas, Cassie heads over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge to spend the holiday Jewish style, i.e. eating Chinese food, with the aunt and uncle who raised her, the former a beloved NPR personality. A moth in the car causes some problems on the way, and then, as usual, they won't answer a single question about what happened to her parents. But this time, Cassie tears out in her ancient Audi for West Virginia, where she will find everything she's looking for, and then some. Cole's deadpan narrative voice, once it hits you, is like when a stand-up comic finds your funny bone and you just can't stop laughing. And yet the laughter never fails to somehow encompass the obduracy of loss and other woes of this mortal coil. Real Life and Other Fictions is another kooky treasure, rooted in the rich, deeply literary, slightly askew interior world that makes this author's work so fine. I'll be in conversation with Susan on the patio at the Ivy at 6 p.m. on June 18th. Even further down the road of weirderosity is The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. This completely different, constantly surprising story is the fiction debut of a video game designer who's obviously a genius at creating alternate worlds. In this one, a London singleton named Lauren wakes up the morning after a boozy bachelorette party to find she's married? And then her new husband goes to the attic to change a light bulb and a different man comes down. As new husbands continue to emerge, Lauren gets a rare opportunity to investigate the possibilities of married life. Eventually, she meets another person who's on this same bizarre ride, and she's like his 400th wife. This is typical of the plot twists that keep the adventure exciting, and the biggest one of all comes at the end. Fans of Helen Schulman and Eden Lapucky will love this book.
The books are Real Life and Other Fictions by Susan Call and The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Susan Call will be appearing with our very own Marianne Winnick on Tuesday, June 18th at 6 p.m. on the patio at the Ivy Bookshop. More information is available at theivybookshop.com. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.